We are meant to journey together. Somehow, Ruth knew that. Even though it would have made perfect sense for her to do as her sister-in-law Orpah did, even though no one would have questioned her desire to stay in her own land and build a new life there, even though she would have been following her mother-in-law's wishes, Ruth just couldn't let Naomi walk away on her own. She declared her love and her loyalty to Naomi with some of the most beautiful words in Scripture. "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God." This passage is often used in wedding ceremonies. My husband John and I included it in ours. But the original context for these words was not a romantic relationship, but a deep friendship. A friendship marked by love and loyalty, care and commitment. A friendship in which two people were willing to share each other's burdens and encourage each other's faith. It was in and through that kind of friendship that Ruth and Naomi experienced the extravagant love of God. And so their friendship teaches us that we are meant to journey together. Over the past week, stories have emerged about the people who were killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh on October 27th. Those stories have been both gut-wrenching and heartwarming. One of those stories is about Dr. Jerry Rabinowitz. Dr. Rabinowitz had a ritual. Week after week, year after year, he would stand and chant the words of the Kaddish, the Jewish prayer that praises God and honors the dead. This prayer is included in every Jewish service, and traditionally Jews only rise when they themselves are in mourning for an immediate relative, a parent, a child, a spouse, a sibling. But week after week, year after year, Dr. Rabinowitz always stood for the Kaddish. When he was asked why he stood, even though custom didn't demand it of him, he would say it was because he had no children who would one day stand for him. So he stood for others who had no one to stand for them. Dr. Rabinowitz knew that we need each other, that we are meant to journey together, and that through each other we can experience the extravagant love of God. When the Kaddish was read at his memorial service last Sunday, everyone, 300 people, rose and stood and prayed in his memory. Friends, God knows that we need each other. That's why God calls us into relationship. That's why God calls us into community. That's why God calls us to journey together. It is here in this place where we can find friendships marked by love and loyalty, care and commitment. Friendships in which people are willing to share each other's burdens and encourage each other's faith. So often I talk with people who are struggling in their faith and they feel alone. They are yearning for God to break into their lives in some extravagant, earth-shattering way. But often God comes to us unannounced. God just slips right into our lives through the people who are already around us, through a kind word or an unexpected phone call, through a hug given, a hand held, through laughter shared, tears wiped away, through prayers offered or advice given. God knows that we need each other. So God calls us into relationship. God calls us into community. God calls us to journey together. So I wonder, how is the love of God slipping into your life through the people who are already around you? And I wonder, how is the love of God slipping into this world through you? Amen.